One in five Americans has learned a new language on their bucket list, or life backlog, if you will. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Upgrade your personal skill set in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Its tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and deliver with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I have a trip to Mexico coming up, so I've been using Babbel to brush up on my Spanish. The courses are short and sweet, so I can do one whenever I have a few minutes to spare. And the words and phrases it teaches you are designed for practical, real-world use, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions. Babbel can even provide you feedback on your pronunciation with its speech recognition tech. And it's not just for Spanish. Babbel includes 14 different language courses, each backed by a 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for Scoop Nation. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, only for our listeners, at babbel.com/gamescoop. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/gamescoop, spelled BABBEL.com/gamescoop. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN Game Scoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. Joining me this week, Justin Davis.
Scoop.
Max Scoville.
Hello.
Marty Sliva.
Hi.
We've got a great show for you this week. It's our final E3 preview. I feel like we've been previewing E3 for the last 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That E3 is finally upon us now. First couple quick housekeeping notes.
Yeah.
There's an IGN house party coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, our parents are out of town.
Yep. And we're throwing a big rager.
Yeah.
Getting a keg.
We kind of are. Well, it's not. Yeah, a little bit.
It's coming up this month. It's June 27th.
June 27th. Saturday, June 27th.
In San Francisco. So if you're a local boy or girl, please come and hang out with us.
21 and older.
No, not
during the day.
All ages for the house party event. Tickets are
really
25 bucks plus change or whatever. Yeah. And then you can get them if you just go to go.ign.com/houseparty. Mm-hmm. They can be yours. They are selling fast, so jump on it.
It's really great.
If you're a young child, get your parents' credit card or cash, you know, when they fall asleep, get it out of their wallet.
Just get the 20 and slide it right in the floppy disk drive on the computer. And that's where the money comes out. It's called PayPal.
Live tapings of Podcast Beyond, Podcast Unlocked, probably some other fun little...
You're going to be there doing cool hosting things, Naomi. Yep. Yeah, we're doing Beyond 400 and Unlocked 200, special guests, cool announcements, exclusive merch, that's short for merchandise.
The house party takes place during the day, but then there's an after party in the evening at a bar called Neck of the Woods here in San Francisco. I'll be DJing, I'll be there partying, and you don't need a ticket for that. So.
Yeah,
that is 21 and over, though.
That is 21 and over.
Yes.
So you got to get that mustache.
If you're local. Coming up sooner than that is E3. Brace yourselves.
I'm not going to breathe the rest of the episode.
It's like this E3 for me. It's like this combination of dread and excitement.
Mm-hmm. It's like winter is coming.
Yeah.
E3
is
coming.
This is going to be spooky.
Yeah.
This is like
super
my
spookies.
fifth. Yeah. And this is my first one with IGN, and there's a lot of stuff that happens here.
Yeah.
There is like what looks like a flat screen monitor graveyard out in the hall because everything's getting packed up to go, and there's just all these monitors just lined up. It looks like where they bury AIs or something.
All of IGN, it's always funny. You can tell who hasn't been here very long because they say, who's going to E3 and who's not? And I'm like, we're all going.
It's like the whole company packs up. He's like, everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah. Gary Oldman.
What's that from?
The Professional. Okay. Leon.
Now, there's a bunch of press conferences, and you're going to be able to watch all these press conferences live here at IGN. And Max and I are going to be hosting all these with pre- and post-show coverage for you. So this episode, we're going to be looking at all the third parties. We looked at Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo. We looked at PC games, and now we're just going to do all the third parties.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of stuff to cover. Yep. The first press conference is Bethesda, which kicks off 7 p.m. on Sunday, June 14th.
Bethesda, I love you. I love your games. Not wild about this Sunday evening timing on the press conference.
During the Game of Thrones finale.
Yeah. So that's the tough part. But we know a couple of the games are going to be there now.
Yeah.
Thanks to last week, we saw Fallout.
Yeah. That's a big thing. If they do like a half hour demo, which is something that I've heard kind of rumored.
Yeah.
That's how they did Skyrim, basically. Mm-hmm. Was that a half hour? Time flies.
Yeah, it was a long time.
But it's like they're going to show us a chunk of the game.
Yeah.
They're going to get right in there. They're not revealing it, so they're actually going to show it off, and they're kind of going to win the show because everyone wants Fallout 4.
Yeah. It's kind of the most anticipated game right now.
Everyone's going to be like, screw this, let's go home and think about Fallout.
Man, Bethesda Game Studios has such a good thing going, creatively and just for hyping up fans by alternating between these post-apocalypse and fantasy settings. That's got to be really good for them working on these projects by the time you're tired of friggin' dragons and you get to switch to
robots,
to space mutants.
Robots and Moonstars,
And it like cleanses the palate for, like, I'm kind of sick of dragons, so it's like I'm ready to go back to...
After Witcher and Dragon Age, I like the idea that we're going back to a place like Fallout. And that trailer was... It was like 3 minutes and it sort of showed us a lot, but at the same time, we still have a ton of questions about the actual gameplay.
Yeah.
And like whether VATS are coming back and just sort of...
Well, we know VATS is coming back.
We do?
Yeah.
People have different...
That's a VAT fact.
People have mixed opinions about that trailer.
I thought it was great.
So I was lukewarm on the first half, but then the back half, I was like, okay, I'm in. Because the first half is just setting up sort of the same tropes that we've experienced with Fallout. It's like, everybody went into the vault.
Yeah, everything was good and then it was bad.
And then when they just show you, like, wandering around
the world. Yeah.
It doesn't really look like Boston. I totally don't get that vibe from it.
That's the rumored location.
Yeah. Everyone says it's Boston. Everyone thinks it's Boston. But it's, I mean, I used to live in Cambridge, and it's like, it's just something about it. Just, it looks very much like, kind of like Fallout 3 in that sense, you know?
Yeah.
Boston is nearby Washington, D.C.
Yeah, they just, I don't know. It doesn't seem like there's enough... Hills.
Yeah. Needs more hills.
I mean, I think...
7.8.
In my opinion, I don't know if this is like an actual thing that Bethesda goes for, but I've always found Fallout to be goofier than the Elder Scrolls games.
Totally.
So none of that comes through in the trailer, but I'm hoping at E3 we get to see some of that humor and silliness and just sort of the zany... Just like the Wasteland is a crazy place.
Yeah,
And sure. I hope they are able to communicate some of that to us.
The presence of more color in the new...
Right.
Yeah.
You get blue skies. Like, it's gorgeous. Like, I speculate that the time period is probably farther forward than the other games because it actually seems like the world is kind of recovering a little bit. Like, it actually looks kind of beautiful in some spots.
Someone always presents the fun fact that in terms of, like, what year they take place in, Fallout takes place further along than Mass Effect. Which is weird.
Because the lore of Mass Effect is they find this alien tech that, like, propels the human race forward. Like, super, super far, super fast. Yeah, Fallout is farther in the future than Mass Effect.
Fallout is actually the future of the 1950s. Yeah. So that's why it's more old-fashioned, because Mass Effect is the future of now. Yeah, there's a true fact for you.
Nuclear
power. It's not a true fact at all.
Yeah.
That's a true lie.
They had alien technology in Mass Effect. They had, like, Radio Shack technology in Fallout.
Yeah.
True. It's real.
Don't stop it.
I'm sorry.
Make him stop.
Now, Bethesda is also going to unveil Doom.
More than 2 seconds.
We got that two-second shot of a weird thing with a thing on its back.
Well, they had that crazy reveal, was it last year?
It was QuakeCon.
Vince Ingenito saw it with IGN, and other journalists got to see it. So they let people see it. It wasn't a secret, and they could tell everybody all about what they saw and write about what they saw, but they couldn't show what they saw.
That's a great way to build hype. That is really good messaging.
Saw all these insane after-action reports that are like, and then he used the chainsaw, and then the shotgun, and he shot a demon.
It's like the old man in any like post-apocalypse movie who knew the world before the sky burned. He's like, gather around, I'll tell you what the blue sky is.
I think it's more like how we used to talk about games as kids.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, like the first time I heard about like the Elder Scrolls Oblivion, like I couldn't grasp the scale of that game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, like think like GTA, like that kind of schoolyard stuff where you're like, yeah, man, you could steal a car. There's prostitutes, and you're like, whoa, and then you can't really imagine it.
Mm-hmm. I think they did the Doom thing as out of respect for, if you attended QuakeCon, you got the special thing nobody else got, but it's like for the millions of Doom fans out there, it's like, well, wait a year.
They call them Doomies.
Doomies, for all you Doomies out there.
Doomasses. I'm excited for Doom.
What does Doom need to be today?
Significant.
It needs to be insane, fast, and arcadey. It can't try to be like cinematic. It needs to be old Quake.
I do think like if it goes more of the Serious Sam route, but with like a really high production values, it could be pretty rad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, it needs to be kind of how the new Mortal Kombat's are. You know, like it needs to kind of look at what was the thing that made it good in back in the day. And it was like it was loud and violent and. Kind of scary, but more kick-ass.
Yeah, you know? Like, 3 tried too much to be atmospheric and scary, whereas, like, I feel like this should just be, like, you almost like you said, Serious Sam, to where it should be, or, like, Painkiller.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know what I'm talking about.
Even a broken clock's right twice a day.
What are the odds of getting Dishonored 2?
Pretty good.
High?
Yeah? Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I would love that. It's about time. They need to, they can't just be two games.
It's a time travel game?
It's a time travel game. Corvo time puns. Couldn't think of anything. Dishonored 2 would be cool. I also want to see if Prey comes back.
I really want.
In any way, shape, or form.
That's such a sad, like...
Prey 2 was so good 2 years ago. Yeah, I mean, I know it was just a cinematic trailer, but I was...
I mean, I saw gameplay.
Wait, that was way more than 2 years ago, wasn't it? Yeah. Was it just 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was more than 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2011, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, really?
Yeah.
What is time?
Yeah. Supposedly, like, Arkane's been working on that. Was that a rumor? Was that, did they debunk that, or what was the story with that?
I can't separate truth from...
Yeah, no one knows. Everything is lies.
There was an episode of Unsolved Mysteries, but I'm not caught up yet. Don't spoil it.
The Unsolved Mysteries of Prey. Yeah, I want to see Prey 2 so bad. Like it seemed like basically the Boba Fett game that I always wanted. You know, like it's kind of like, hey, it's a Blade Runner, but you're a hunter man. You know, I don't know. Like I think Dishonored 2 is much more likely, just because they sent out that invitation that had it had like all your friends are going to be there.
Oh, Bethesda friend.
Cyber Demon, the Corvo, the other guy. You know, like and it's that's kind of a giveaway.
All right, then. Moving on to the following morning, EA's press conference is, 10:30?
Yeah, because Microsoft's morning? At 9, so 10:30, 11 probably.
Ish. These are ish times.
I think it's like 11:30.
We'll be on the entire day, though.
EA's big game for this fall is Battlefront.
Yeah.
Star Wars Battlefront.
They got a game to show off.
Yeah.
I saw that game. I got to see that at Celebration.
Yeah.
That's a cool game.
So would you be fine if they just showed what you saw, or do you want to see? You saw an Endor.
I saw Endor. I feel like... they got to show a little bit more, you know. Mm-hmm. Like Endor was really cool, but it was also they were showing off this like surround sound stuff they had going on that was really, you kind of had to be there to really get a feel for it. It's impressive, but it's kind of like it was running in the engine. Wasn't sure if it was legit gameplay or not. One of those kind of sort of things, but very similar to the trailer that we did see publicly. I'm glad that they're just we know that they have a game to show off. They will show us the game. It's not going to be sort of like last year where they were like, how's that project coming along? And they're like, well, we have a great idea. Mm-hmm. What's that game, the extreme sports one?
Oh, Criterion's game. That doesn't have a name.
It's like a crazy racing vehicle game.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and it's like it's almost like Mirror's Edge, but you're in like you drank a lot of Mountain Dew.
It sounds like Far Cry, but with like less weird stuff. You know, like more of just kind of like, hey, what if MotorStorm was with hang gliders or whatever?
Yeah, I feel like
that's a really good idea for a game.
I feel like Star Wars. I bet we'll get two demos. I think we'll get one during EA, and then I bet we'll get one on one of the first parties.
I bet Sony. I
think it's Sony, because that's
Hoth and Endor, maybe?
Hoth and Endor, or Solus, that weird planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess Sony's marketing is aligned with Battlefield, is that right?
Yeah.
Star Wars is kind of an interesting spot, this game specifically, because it's like everybody wants Hoth and everybody wants Endor, but it's also the thing we've seen, like a dozen. Yep. Like, how many times? We're actually going to do a feature on this of like how many Hoth levels have there been in video games?
The battles of Hoth.
Yeah, kind of torn between wanting them to show off something new and wanting to see, you know, a Tauntaun.
Mm-hmm. I bet you they're going to do, I don't know, I think they're going to do some kind of big reveal, but like, do you think they're going to do something from Episode 7? Like, this is the opportunity to really get...
Is Episode 7 DLC coming?
We have a Jakku level. But
are they going to show off, like, here's what it looks like to shoot one of the new Stormtroopers?
Ooh, that'd be neat.
Yeah, or I feel like they might say that for D23.
Sure, which is...
couple weeks later.
Yeah.
One of the hundreds of conferences that are coming up over the next few months. Today we noticed EA registered Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
Ooh. Yeah. And then they slyly tweeted out, the Mirror's Edge Twitter account tweeted out the Webster's Dictionary definition of catalyst. So, yeah, I imagine we'll actually... So 2 years ago we had the teaser for Mirror's...
That
it was
2 years
just called
ago?
Mirror's Edge. Yeah, two years ago was the teaser. Last year was the behind-the-scenes doc. I mean, everything at EA pretty much last year was those weird making of docs.
Yeah.
I hope we see gameplay.
Mm-hmm. We must.
Yeah.
We must. Simply must.
I demand it. Yeah.
Surely we must.
Yeah. I have a feeling that if this game is called Mirror's Edge Catalyst, I have a feeling that's going to be a lot of games we see next week are going to be a game name and then a word. I think people are going to shy away from numbers a little bit this gen.
Yeah.
That's
like, I don't think that
Ubisoft
next
already dropped all their colons.
Ubisoft drops a colon.
A serious ailment, and they should get help immediately.
John France, that's normal.
It's pronounced cologne.
Also, if it's Mirror's Edge Catalyst, I wonder if it's a prequel instead of a sequel.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, that's true.
And I mean, it's
how
a new generation of consoles too.
Oof.
You just get up and walk away.
That just smell. It was awful. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The getting rid of numbers is like a huge thing because we're on a new console generation. A lot of people jump from Xbox to PlayStation, mm-hmm. and in some cases, vice versa or whatever. And it's like there's no backwards compatibility there, so you're like...
Well, Mirror's Edge was also a great, great game that very, very few people played, so the two on the end of it might actually, I didn't play the original, I don't know if I want the new one.
That immediately scares people off, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Could almost be more of a hindrance than a help.
Numbers are spooky.
I wonder if we'll finally get a better glimpse at what is going on with Mass Effect.
Yes.
Last year was another one of those behind-the-scenes docs.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're putting trees in the game.
If not E3, then I think... PAX, very strong. That's when they revealed Dragon Age.
They did an interesting thing with Mass Effect where they're very upfront and honest. I don't remember how many years ago where they're like, yeah, we're working on more Mass Effect. Mm-hmm. We're not going to have anything to show you for years.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I felt like that was very honest instead of it being like, whoa, we don't know if we're going to do more. And
BioWare's been doing kind of an odd thing with that. Yeah. Where
they did it with Dragon Age as well.
Yeah, and they totally unabashedly totally leaked their huge focus group survey thing that was like, here's the entire premise of the game and all the mechanics in there. Not all this is final, but what do you think? Mm-hmm. And
that part's maybe not so great. I mean, but I do respect
Dragon Age Inquisition was Dragon Age 3 Inquisition initially, you know?
And I do respect them for saying, we're gonna get more Mass Effect. We could check back in 3 years, and now it's 3 years later. Yeah.
I hope this game's called Mass Effect, but the A is a 4. That's what I hope.
Mass Afforked?
My fork is a fact. My fours.
Oh. We also know they're going to have Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is actually...
People are into that, yeah.
Yeah, people... I think that was a
Yeah, that first game
hit.
Was... What else? It came out early last year.
It wasn't a launch game.
It was like a spring window.
Yeah. It was actually pretty good.
Class-based shooter. They're all their age these days.
It's true. After EA comes Ubisoft, and Ubisoft's big games this fall are Rainbow Six Siege and Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Yeah!
One of the two is a previous IGN E3 Game of the Show winner.
Which one is it? Oh.
Rainbow Six. Spoilers.
Spoilers. Spoilers from the show I worked last year. I think these are two more games that we could see multiple demos of throughout the week, or throughout the show.
That's always been the Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
You always get the two.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to see more of Syndicate. I mean, we got a pretty good look at it about a couple weeks ago when we did our live stream of that footage. The setting seems cool. The characters seem cool. I'd like them to delve a little bit more into that.
We have a feature coming up very soon. Actually, by the time this GameScoop goes up, we had a writer dive into that history period and the sort of the characters and events that you're likely to be able to see in the game. Mm-hmm. Prince Edward, I think his name is, took a trip around the world like Queen Victoria's son and went to the Middle East and all these places, so he's likely to play a big part in the game.
Prince Albert.
Yeah, in a can.
Charles Dickens, all that kind of stuff. So it's a really cool time period to mine for a lot of interesting stuff.
Jack the Ripper. You are Jack the Ripper.
But here's the thing. Theory. It depends on how much they want to bend the time period. You're actually almost a couple decades before Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a prequel. Catalyst. I learned what that meant this show.
So, but they've been known to sort of bend that, it's close enough. Mm-hmm. So we may or may not get Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for that. And Rainbow Six, I mean, obviously, we loved it last year.
Don't they need to show us that there's going to be enough content?
The other thing people are worried about is that since it went from Patriots to just flat-out Rainbow Six Siege, it seems like it's a multiplayer-only game. We're not sure if there's an actual campaign. My fear with that is... that it could be like Titanfall or Evolve, where we adore what we play because in 30-minute chunks, this game is incredible.
Yeah.
But is there enough?
It's that one 30-minute chunk.
You just got to get five friends together that actually make it worth your while.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
We also the other big question with that game is the destructibility. Some of that's been sort of scaled back since it was demoed last.
That's really the biggest selling point I had going for me is I hate drywall. And I want to destroy it all the time.
Yeah. Drywall Destroyer 2015.
So do you like the roof at all? No? Blow it up!
Yeah.
Who cares?
So the sort of specifics of how that works, I hope we get to find out more about that at E3. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about The Division?
So push to next year, but I'm sure they'll give us an update.
Yeah, definitely. I think we'll see a demo. That game's sort of been...
Long time.
Yeah, it's just sort of gone off the grid for the last year or so. Like, it had that
it's
really
literally
cool
what the game is about.
About going off the grid
it's
for
about
a
the
year.
Grid collapsing. That's
RIP grid. Yeah. You had that really cool trailer last year during E3. It was that time-lapse CG trailer where you sort of saw the world change, but all the characters were removed, but you saw the environments change with the sound effects.
The marketing of that game has been incredible.
Which is
I don't say
what they were doing with the Fallout trailer.
Yeah, definitely. You've got that same vibe from Fallout. So, Yeah, excited to see that. I mean, also for the
very
past,
ambitious game, we still don't really kind of understand what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Like, and for the past 3 years, Ubisoft has closed their conference with an amazing demo of a game we didn't know existed. So it was Watch Dogs 3 years ago, Division 2 years ago, Rainbow Six last year.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining the last game at Ubisoft this year is another thing that we are not talking about now because we literally don't know what it is.
Splinter Cell.
Could be Splinter Cell. I hope it's...
But it's always been something new, except Rainbow Six.
What about Beyond Good and Evil?
Oh.
That could be cool.
Remember those?
I'm still holding out for that Blood Dragon spinoff or whatever.
Yeah.
If there's a proper
for Far Cry 4. That, yeah. That'd be a good time to announce that. Or something smaller from like the UbiArt
stuff,
like Child of Light.
Yeah, I imagine we'll see something in that vein.
What was the World War I?
Valiant Hearts.
Call of Duty Ghosts.
Yeah.
There was a dog. Very sad. A square to pay respects.
and then the following morning after the Nintendo presentation will be Square Enix's conference. Now, Tomb Raider is an Xbox One exclusive for now. Microsoft's going to be showing that at their conference. I wonder if Square Enix will even show Rise of the Tomb Raider at their own conference.
Yeah, they'll probably have a second demo. They'll probably Assassin's Creed it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's weird because Microsoft publishing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, but I could see the game's big enough to be...
It's a Square Enix game. I would be. They have to have something to show off, right?
Yeah, I mean, because Square owns Crystal D, right? Yeah. Or Atlus owns Crystal D.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine we'll see a second demo or at least some more details.
Game looks great. The original was my game of the year it came out.
It's a fun game.
Yeah,
it's a really fun game.
You raided Tombs. I wasn't a big fan of that teaser that they just showed.
No,
that
didn't
really
look like she was wearing pants.
Exactly.
Get some pants on, Laura. It's cold outside.
It's time to show off the game.
Mm-hmm.
Just come on. Yeah. It's been too long.
I'm sure that'll be a big part of the Microsoft conference.
Yeah.
Square Enix also has Deus Ex.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping like we saw.
Absolutely love the direction that game's going.
Yeah, totally. And like it was a really cool sort of tone piece trailer. So gameplay. That's what we need. Gameplay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I like the Eastern European setting. I think that's a really smart direction to take the franchise. I'm actually kind of invested in like the lore and storyline in Deus Ex in the way that I'm not in almost anything else. But I think it's really smart. Don't like Adam Jensen at all. I think he's just kind of the worst.
I want to see what it looks like on the new consoles to hide in a ventilation shaft and drink 4 bottles of whiskey. Like that's.
I mean, you can just do that.
Yeah.
You can just be a Marty simulator.
Marty simulator.
Marty, like, come out here. And you're like, no,
Marty on a Sunday.
It's always been the Sabbath.
But what else from Square Enix? Do we think we'll see Final Fantasy 15?
So they've said Final Fantasy 15. Is pretty much not going to be there. Is that they're sort of taking off, reserving for I think Gamescom and TGS.
I really respect that they're just they're just kind of like we're going to like keep you from speculating too much.
I mean, it was smart too because it was like, hey, we let you all go hands on with it with Episode Dusk Guy, and sort of everyone's like, oh man, this is great.
Final Fantasy Ground Zeroes.
Yeah, so they're like, here, trust us, let us keep making it. But I do think we'll see more Kingdom Hearts.
Ooh.
I definitely think that it's been. Again, since the E3 2 years ago.
It's going to have that Star Wars in it?
I mean, man, could you imagine if there's a demo that either has Star Wars or like the Battle of New York in
get
the
that
Avengers?
Star Wars and the Marvel?
Get those, get some Frozen, and get a Toy Story, and you got a game
Frozen,
I'm going to play twice.
Oh, I don't know. That's weird. It's weird for me.
You're gonna in terms of Star Wars level, you're going to play it.
No, I'm...
I'm gonna make you play it.
No.
You gotta get over it.
No.
You gotta get over it.
Let's stop. There's a new series of Let's Plays where we force people to play games.
So that's actually worth pointing out is that Star Wars, Disney has a deal with EA that's a 10-year exclusivity, but it's like they haven't really, like there's, you know, there's other stuff out there, there's like mobile games, there's stuff that EA isn't really touching.
Yes, I mean Star Wars was in Disney Infinity.
Exactly, Disney Infinity. And it's like, where does that fall? And I mean, like, Star Wars probably isn't gonna be showing up in LEGO Dimensions. So that makes you wonder, like, would Disney is. Basically, is the contract that whatever Disney has going with Square Enix, is that kind of old? Is that grandfathered in at this point?
There's a lot of weird stuff with Star Wars. You're exactly right, because there are still the Star Wars, the physical Star Wars Lego sets are hugely popular, but they can't do Star Wars Lego video games anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they can.
I think they could license the characters into Lego Dimensions, and then whatever, Traveler Sales or WB or wherever would have to pay a boatload of money.
It's just complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Complex, like the hit level from GoldenEye.
Mm-hmm.
The complex.
Yeah, the facility.
I think... I will, if Star Wars isn't in Kingdom Hearts 3, I'll eat that table.
Wow.
That whole table. Or just the top part of the table.
All right.
You heard it here, folks. We're going to hold Marty to this.
Martin's Sleevo will eat an entire glass table.
If his good friend Luke Skywalker is not in a game about a dog and a mouse.
Yeah.
Key sword.
We also know that IO Interactive has been working on a new Hitman game for some time. It hasn't been officially revealed yet.
It's been a while
yet,
since Absolution.
So. And Square Enix owns that series, so that could be another potential.
I've never been a Hitman guy.
You like Hitman Go?
I like Hitman Go.
Hitman
Sniper's out now.
Yeah, Hitman Sniper. You can pinch
Hitman Sniper. Hitman Sniper's great.
Yeah. See, so you are a Hitman guy.
But I've never played, I've only played Go and Sniper. I've never played any of the console Hitman games.
It'd be funny if you didn't even know that it was based on a long series of games.
Yeah.
Bunch of other Hitman games?
They should make a console game or a movie based off this agent.
Absolution was pretty cool. Yeah.
That was the last one?
Yeah. It was just, it's interesting to see how they're playing with that license, with that IP. You know, not a license, but like they made a little board game based on that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's super bizarre.
And it worked.
It was really good. Yeah. One of the few companies that understands mobile as a platform.
That's it for the third-party conferences, but there are still other big third-party games coming from Capcom. They announced today something I'm very excited for, the Mega Man Legacy Collection.
Yeah,
oh, really? I didn't see that news.
Oh, yeah.
Mega Man 1 through 6.
Wow.
Remastered for PS4,
what
Xbox One.
What does remastered mean?
Like, I mean, it's upwards, like pixels.
Yeah. Oh yeah!
But they
it's gonna look nice.
They said that there's going to be this really cool like museum mode, and like Frank Cifaldi is working on it. He's an amazing video game historian, so it's going to be really cool.
And they're going to do a remix mode where they pull different levels from different games.
Remix? Are you guys doing foot stuff?
We have a little foot stuff.
Foot things.
Yeah. Are they going to have a boss rush?
My foot up on this.
Is there going to be a boss rush?
Maybe.
It sounds awesome.
Wait, what if Rush is a boss?
Rush.
Yeah, and Street Fighter 2 or Street Fighter 5. Street Fighter also.
Street Fighter 5 will be there. Yeah. And they have more new old games, Devil May Cry 4 and Resident Evil 0.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we got from Capcom. Activision will have Call of Duty, Black Ops 3.
Blops 3. Mm-hmm. COD Blops 3.
There'll be a Destiny expansion, and they'll have Guitar Hero.
Yeah, that's about it. Probably some Skylander nonsense. A Dragon Boy.
Really intrigued by Blops 3. Thinks it looks cool. I'm not a big Call of Duty guy, but I've always liked the Black Ops stuff more than the other sort of branches of that tree, that murder tree.
It's 3, not tree.
What?
It's Black Ops 3, not Black Ops 3.
Yeah, all right.
Do you think... So last year, they sort of went all in with getting an actor like Kevin Spacey and then having Troy Baker be the main character. Like, do you think that they're going to...
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon and... Yeah. Troy Duffy. Who's Troy Duffy?
I don't know.
The guy who directed Boondock Saints.
They're absolutely going to have one of those things where, I mean, they were like, it's written by David Goyer, who did The Dark Knight. The theme song is by Trent Reznor. You know, they always kind of throw some money at something.
But it's also like Kevin Spacey. The weird thing about that is, I don't know, like for them to, if they do that 2 years in a row, then that's a thing in
you
Call of Duty forever.
Triple A actor. You
know. So it's like maybe they don't do that this time.
Yeah.
Or maybe they do.
But they do something.
Yeah,
they do something.
They have to keep tough.
Well, I mean, what's really popular? What do people like?
Well, I'm really curious.
Justin Bieber? I don't know.
Are they going to announce something for Destiny? Like they're going to have something?
Expansion.
I do want to bet at Sony stage because Sony's super invested
the big
in that
Comet
game
expansion
platform.
Supposedly.
Yeah. I guess I'm curious because like Destiny's clearly like Activision famous for doing yearly installments. Destiny's kind of like a iterative. It's an MMO. You know, like
and we were talking about this. Like it's amazing. Like so many people still play Destiny.
Millions of people.
So
every
many
week.
People. And Destiny's still huge on IGN.
They did exactly the thing they were trying to do.
Yeah.
They were like, we're gonna make a Halo World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
They're gonna go home, and the dudes are gonna go home, and they're gonna play it in their house.
So there was a leak when the Bungie Activision contract leaked years and years ago. It was sort of, they revealed this whole plan for Destiny. We're going to make 3 games, and in between each game are going to be these large expansions that they were calling Comets at the time. And it's a little bit unclear if the expansions we've already gotten sort of fulfill that contractual negotiation or if it's changed, but it sounds like we're probably going to get some big piece of content that's in between Destiny 1 and 2.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's going to be a Destiny 2, but I think we're going to get a big Destiny colon something that maybe it'll even be, when this thing comes out, it'll be a standalone thing, not even standalone, but like a package, almost like a Destiny Game of the Year version when this thing comes out. So if you haven't jumped in yet, you could buy a big physical version.
Also, Destiny 2, I bet you it's totally not going to have a number on there. It's going to be like
Destiny's.
Skylanders Giants.
Destiny Trap Team.
Yeah. Destiny Convergence.
Oh, that's probably what it's going to be called.
And then we've seen Rock Band 4. We had that game here in the studio. We all played it, and it seems to be more Rock Band. Whereas Guitar Hero 4 is taking this weird interactive video route.
The video approach is really weird. I like the fact that they're different.
But
I look at the Rock Band track list. and I don't know anything on it. Or not Rock Band, excuse me, Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know any of this music. I don't know if
I'm not hip enough.
I'm not hip enough.
Yeah.
I think Guitar Hero is doing really, really interesting things with their live platform where I don't think we have the details of how it's going to work, but you'll be able to see other people playing the game live and they can see you if you opt into that. So I think that part's really cool. And I think the controller is super dope with three buttons on top and three on the bottom.
Yeah, they remixed the controller.
So I'm really curious to go hands-on with that. Rock Band is definitely playing it safer. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence. Right now, I lean towards Guitar Hero just because
it's kind of an odd move on Activision's part. Usually, they play it safe.
Right. Yeah.
That's really. It's
the FMV, odd. I mean, the FMV part, it seems super strange.
Seems kind of pervy. It seems like there's going to be some genitals on there in no time. Like, just.
I don't think you can watch people play.
They've pre-taped footage of like the crowd and like your bandmates around you.
But isn't there some kind of like live stream component?
There's a live component, but I don't think it's live video of you in your living room.
I stand by my prediction that somehow genitals are going to get in there.
Well, sure.
We'll get genitals.
I mean, that's a given.
Don't worry. This is 2015. I'll find a way to get genitals.
Yeah.
Life finds a way.
Mm-hmm. And even more big third-party games include Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah.
Once again. If people haven't, I'm just going to Fulton everything in the game.
Yep.
I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. If it's not pinned down, I'm Fultoning it. I'm sending it back to my base.
I'm going to Fulton myself.
What if you Fulton yourself?
That'd be really cool. That'd be really fun if you could just be like, Snake, out!
That's the only way I'm going to play that game. I'm going to ignore every mission.
I have to go now. My planet needs me.
Wherever I spawn from, concentric circles out from there, just Fultoning everything.
Concentric circles.
Yeah.
Mad Max.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else does WB have? That poor game. That poor game has so much going against it because it's coming out the same year as a really, really good Mad Max movie and then Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Well, and Just Cause 3.
And Just Cause. And Batman. And
Yeah. But I mean, specifically, like, it's tough.
This is a make or break show for that game. It wasn't that great 2 years ago, but then to their credit, last year they didn't even really have it.
It's a very different game than what you saw.
Yeah, and so I think I brought this up in a previous Game Scoop where I'm like, I respect that. Like, I wasn't crazy impressed, but they rested it for 2 years, and now hopefully they come back and have something really impressive to show off.
Yeah, I mean, on the flip side, like, I had the same exact low expectations for Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah.
Like, I looked at it, I'm like, this looks really kind of generic and not really interesting, and it wound up being one of my biggest games of the year. Like,
so Mad Max could be a Shadow of Mordor, or it could be not great.
I hate the story, but the cars are cool, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mordor.
And speaking of Just Cause 3, I guess that's actually going to be at the Square Enix conference. They own that series, don't they?
That's
a Square Enix game.
Yeah.
Dead Island 2 was delayed till next year. We haven't gotten an update since last summer.
Bom, 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 bom.
Yeah, that game's done crazy traffic for us, too. I think at Gamescom.
Zombies,
man. It was super popular. Yeah. That studio, they're always really great at trailers.
Yeah.
So I imagine we're going to see it again. Yeah. Probably during Microsoft or something.
They're better at trailers than they are at making video games, in my opinion.
Speaking of Deep Silver Volition, what are those old saints up to?
Where are them saints?
Over on that Saints Row. I wonder what they're doing.
An expansion early this year, right?
Yeah
but it was...
They're waiting on a new hit Kanye song.
That must be it, yeah.
He's got that one with Paul McCartney and Rihanna.
Weird.
Rihanna. I feel like it's about time for us to see the next proper Saints game.
I'm so ready for a reboot of that. Like,
yeah.
I think that they,
But, I mean, Saints 3
like,
and Saints
so
4.
So it got so crazy. You think they should
where are they gonna go?
Just go
where,
back
what
to like, being a game?
They can't get crazy.
My biggest hope for this is if they realize that Rockstar hasn't followed up on Bully and they just do a goofy kind of like punk teenager cartoony Saints Row.
Saints University.
Yeah.
Saints Row Babies.
That's a cool idea.
I mean, like, if they do kind of like an over the top, Jets and Sharks type of thing. Like, I
Saints Row
like,
the younger
We're the Saints! Oh, yeah! This is our city! Get out of the community center! I got a slingshot, but it shoots dildos, you know? Like, what are you doing there?
I guess I'd play that.
Yeah.
I would play.
Like a whole mission where you're just trying to buy beer. I don't know. I want that game.
I just want Bully. You just made me want Bully, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My life is a whole mission.
Maybe Volition will jump on that. Who knows?
Gearbox has Battleborn.
Yeah!
I haven't seen that since last summer, I don't think.
Yes! I can't talk about what I saw.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't think I can talk about
it. You saw Secret Battleborn stuff?
I saw Secret Battleborn stuff.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I think the game looks really cool. It's gotten sort of mixed reception on the internet. I'm not exactly sure why. Mm-hmm. I think it looks great.
Finally, I believe Minecraft Story Mode.
Minecraft 2?
No.
Oh. You should put that in the video headline,
David
though, because it'll
clean up.
Of
IGN.
Minecraft story mode is supposed to be at E3.
Yeah, what Telltale's been working on.
What does a Minecraft story mode look like? That's the big question, right?
I don't know what the hell that, I don't know what it is.
Like, we know, like, in the absence of knowing anything about the Walking Dead game or the Game of Thrones game, like, you have some expectation for how it's going to look and play and, like, who, like, what it's going to be.
What is a one-on-one audible interaction like in a Minecraft world?
Do you think it, man, do you think kids are going to get sucked into the Minecraft?
Like real kids, like almost like Tron?
Yeah.
That'd be really weird. That'd be a good way of going about it.
But there's no characters.
Yeah, like, I think it would make sense, though.
Look at like the Lego movie. You know, like that's one of those things we heard about that. We're like, really how is that going to work? And we all saw it and we're like, this is great.
Yeah.
So maybe something like that, I don't know, just that it pokes fun at itself.
Yeah.
I mean, it could also be very much like, I don't really know much about Minecraft. I know you build stuff, but like there is some. I mean, there's like Slenderman and like
it's also going to be. But like Minecraft is. I mean, adults play it. I play it. Cbus plays it. But it's obviously a kid's game primarily, right? Yeah. So it'll have to be. It's almost going to have to be like Telltale Junior, in my opinion.
I think it'd be really interesting if they did that, and it was like, you know, think of a cross between like one of the Lego games where it's got like a lot of kind of nonverbal sort of slapstick cutesy cartoon stuff, but like. Cross that with a point-and-click adventure, and you've got kind of an interesting thing there.
Yeah, I mean, they have, you know, I think a good tone, I think Lego is a good tone to go for, because that's something that kids could love, and we can go see and be like, oh man, this is actually really funny and some real deep cuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it. Hopefully after 5 episodes of this stuff, you feel sufficiently prepared for E3 next week. Make sure you tune in to all of our live coverage. It's going to be really fun.
We're going to be busy.
Before we go, let's check in with the listeners.
Hey, listeners.
Listeners, remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com, just like John did.
Whoa!
And John has some 20 questions games for us.
I thought it was John Doe.
You guys don't know how video game 20 questions works?
No.
You know how 20 questions works?
Vaguely.
Okay, you will not go first. Okay.
We've got a game here, and you have 20 questions to guess what it is with yes or no questions.
Like someone stole the Grand Theft Auto font.
Hey, look at that.
It's fine.
No,
it's
but Grand Theft Auto stole the Price is Right font.
Oh, that's true. All right, I feel less bad.
John has sent in a couple suggestions here. We'll see if we have time for both these. Okay, the first game.
Wait, this is all of us?
Yes.
Okay, you can all we're no longer against each other.
So yes or no questions.
Yeah.
We get 20 questions to guess the game.
You may begin.
Do you play as a white guy with a beard?
That's all of us.
No.
Okay, I like you're a wild card. Did it come out before January 1st, 2000?
Yes.
Okay.
Did it come out on a Nintendo? Did it originally come out on a Nintendo platform?
Yes.
Is it Super Metroid?
No.
Come on, guys.
I wanted to get the record.
We don't want to be the first trio to
So he said it came out on a Nintendo platform.
Yeah. Is it?
Do you play as a human?
Yes.
Stop. Did Nintendo develop the game?
Yes.
Is it 2D or 3D? No. That's not how that works. Is it two-dimensional?
Yes.
Did it come out on the Super Nintendo?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Let's recap.
But you don't play as a white guy with a beard, so it's not Mario.
I think it's Frogger.
Mario doesn't have a beard.
He has a mustache. A mustache counts as a beard.
No, it doesn't.
Does a mustache count as a beard?
No.
Okay, that's a good question. I think it's Zelda. I think it's Link to the Past. I'm pretty sure it's Link to the Past.
Well, no, it's not.
Is it Link to the Past?
No.
I'm sorry, 10.
Guys, slow your roll.
Okay, it came out on Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo game developed by Nintendo, 2D. You start as a human. You said you start as a human and Link's an elf.
He never said it was a human.
Yeah, you asked that question.
Yeah, that was one of the questions.
Oh, it is a human?
You asked the question.
Does a Star Fox come as a human?
are you a human in F-Zero? Yeah.
No, so...
And Nintendo developed it.
So it's not Mario. Wait, did we already say it's not Mario?
No.
That was actually Wario's working title.
You thought that...
No, but he said he said that a mustache is not a beard.
Does it star Mario?
No.
Oh, F. So it's not Mario, it's not Link to the Past, it's not Super Metroid.
But you play as a human. I think that's the big key, the big clue.
What other games did Nintendo make?
Earthbound?
Uniracers?
No, I mean, wait. Is it an RPG?
Yes.
Is it Earthbound?
Is it Earthbound?
Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, well done.
So yes, a white kid, but he doesn't have a beard.
He does not have a beard. He's a child.
Yeah.
Oh, that was scary.
All right, we're gonna up the ante here. That one's too easy. We're gonna play. I'm instituting a new rule that I've been thinking about. Okay. This time, If you guess a game and it's wrong, you lose.
So
what? If you guess a specific game and you're wrong, you lose. So wait, you have to narrow down to...
Does the entire team lose, or does that person just lose?
No, you're all going to lose.
Live together, die alone. That was the name of the last episode.
You have to be certain.
Yeah, the Goonies.
Yeah.
The Goonies literally never said die.
Round two may begin.
Did this originally release on an HD console?
Whoa.
What are the HD
consoles? That would be the
PS3 360.
But not Wii. Wii's not an HD console. Okay.
No.
Did it...
I didn't like that question.
Well, yeah, it's like the same as... It's almost the same as...
No, did it come out before January 1st, 2000?
No.
Ooh. So that it's the PS2, Xbox, GameCube generation.
Right. Or Wii.
Or Wii.
Okay, was it originally released on a Microsoft platform?
Yes.
But it's probably multi-platform. The way that he said it makes me think it's multi-platform.
Is it multi-platform?
Yes.
F.
Max. Mm. Developer, genre.
Rating. Is it M-rated?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming yes while you continue.
So it's M-rated.
Came out not on an HD console, but after 2000.
So it could be a GTA game. Could this be Bully.
Is this an EA game?
No. That's six.
Wait, I think it's Bully. I think he's trying to trick us.
Why?
I want to guess Bully.
Why is that a trick?
Then we lose.
That's not a trick.
Because we already talked about Bully.
That's a good game.
Bully's a great game.
That's a great game.
Is it a Rockstar game?
Nope.
It's not Bully.
Activision? I mean, I feel like we can get Developer in a few more
developer
questions.
Developer or genre? Is it a first-person shooter?
Nope.
Oh, F.
Is it an Activision game?
Nope.
Square Enix RPG, maybe?
Ooh, is it an RPG?
No. That's 10.
Wait, so you did confirm it's mature?
Yes.
Okay, is it 3D?
Yes.
Would you say it's an action game? Ooh, when you said 3D, he did this. He cocked his head like a wise owl.
is it like one of those 2.5, like one of those Klonoas?
But an R-rated Klonoa?
Shadow Complex?
Oh, that's HD.
That came out on the 360.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Is it a Konami game?
Nope.
F.
We're falling apart. Guys, we're falling apart.
We're not doing well. Is it a series that is still... games are still coming out?
Nope.
A dead series.
Wow.
Rip series.
On a non-HD console after 2000.
John picked a good one here.
Yeah, but it's not... It's not an FPS.
Not an FPS, not made by EA, Activision, Konami, did we ask Square? But we said not an RPG.
Yeah, it's not
We gotta find out something that it is, not what it's not. Not a shooter.
Not a Rockstar game.
Not a Rockstar game.
That was M-rated, not a shooter. Old?
And they're not making games for it anymore. is it a horror game?
No.
Oh, it's not spooky either.
Is it how many spookies are
was
in it?
Was this game generally well received?
No.
Ooh.
A bad game. Bad old game.
Wow, this is tough.
Old M-rated game.
I think it's Frogger.
Stop guessing Frogger.
I think it's Frogger.
Was it M-rated? Did you confirm
that? Yeah, we already said it's M-rated. Oh.
So that's part where Frogger
is. We gotta confer on our questions before we shout them out.
It's not Thrill Kill. Thrill Kill was before that. Also, not a real game.
Yeah.
It was before 2000.
Yeah. And it's not a horror game, but it's rated M. That's what I'm honing in on.
I think it's Def Jam Vendetta.
Was that rated M?
Oh, yeah.
Are hip-hop artists a major part of this game?
No. That was close. Yeah. That was close.
Four questions left.
This is hard. This is weird to do on video, too, because you sit there thinking. You're like,
so is there a dead fighting game franchise? Because it's not...
Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive still exists. And it's not like Mortal Kombat.
It's a dead
franchise that's rated M.
I think fighting games are pretty...
But what was coming out then?
Not an RPG. Should we ask, is it a fighting game? Should we burn a question
on it? Is it a fighting game?
No.
I burned the question. What
the hell is this game?
It's not even real. You made this up.
I have a hunch. I don't want to burn a question on it, but I'm worried that this game didn't even come out in America. But we can't ask.
That's the worst. That's terrible.
Is this game multiplayer?
I don't think so.
It's primarily not a multiplayer game.
Yeah. You have two questions left.
Third person action, like one of those Devil May Cry dealios. I mean, I know Devil May Cry is still around.
Was it Dead to Rights? Remember Dead to Rights?
Or like State of Emergency.
What, wasn't that Rockstar?
That was Rockstar.
No, that was Square.
No, it wasn't.
Square?
That was Rockstar.
No?
That was
the engine has never lost.
Yeah. Oh, no!
I'm going to be the first losing group.
Have we mentioned the game in our
at all
our discussion?
In this game scoop.
No. Oh, that was a decent.
This is terrifying.
That was a decent question.
We're dead. We're gonna die.
We have to guess the game.
No, we don't.
This is the last question.
This is a question that each of us get one guess.
No, we don't.
It's auxiliary rules. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, sure.
Cinco de Mayo. How did you get there?
I don't feel confident you're going to be able to guess it. So sure, we're gonna do that.
Good.
It's not spooky, right?
Right.
No, it's not spooky.
Not spooky.
Fa.
Give me your last question.
Is there nudity in the game?
Yes.
Okay. I get my guess.
Yeah.
It's one of two. I don't want to say it because I don't get it. Can I guess two things?
No.
I know it, though.
What are these games with nudity? I want to hear about them.
Yeah, I can't think
BMX Triple X.
Nope.
I know it.
Let one of us guess.
No, you guys have to guess.
I can't think of any games with nudity back then.
I know what it is.
All right, should I tell you?
Is it the guy game?
Nope.
No, I don't know what it is.
Playboy the Mansion.
What?
Playboy the Mansion. 2005 single-player game.
Damn right it's a single-player game.
Sims ripoff with boobs.
We screwed up. You know why we screwed up is by not honing in on why it was an M-rated game. Mm. We could have gotten M-rated for nudity many questions ago. In hindsight.
Congratulations to John. Was able to stump IGN for the first time. That was a good one.
BMX Triple X.
Yeah,
that's a deep cut.
Yeah,
I was so confident it was one of those two.
Playboy the Mansion.
Yeah.
I think you got, actually, the score from IGN is not that bad. It's like a 6.8. Mm-hmm. It's like not as bad as you might think.
A lot of perverts.
Yeah.
They missed an opportunity on the score.
It's like The Sims, but with breasts. Hey! Who's that, Altano? Did he review?
Something, I don't know. Something like that.
All right, I think that's all the scoops we have for you this week. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Max. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you.
Make sure you tune into all of our E3 coverage next week. My name is Damon. This is IGN Game Scoop, and we're out.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.